Listen to the interview with James Brown about TV in the past and tick the sentences that do not belong to the interview.
I'd like to welcome our guest, James Brown, to our interview about entertainment on TV in past times. Mr. Brown, what were your favourite series on TV when you were young?
Well, I was born into the so-called post-war generation. Many of my relatives had died during the war, and economic recovery was slowly setting in. At those times, community, friendship, and solidarity were the main topics in our lives. I personally preferred stories that had a good ending, and so my favourite films were Daktari, Flipper, Fury, and Lassie.
What was Daktari about?
The stories were set in a wildlife reserve in Africa where doctors protected wild animals from poachers or gave them shelter when they were injured. For me, the character I liked best was Clarence, the cross-eyed lion who wasn't able to hunt anymore because he didn't see well enough. And I really appreciated Judy, the monkey, who was always up to something. Clarence and Judy were best friends. They always had to manage difficult tasks or master dangerous situations. The films were extremely thrilling, but everything turned out fine in the end.
You mentioned Flipper, Fury and Lassie. Were they also animal films?
Yes, they were. Flipper was a very clever dolphin. He could do lots of tricks. Flipper was injured by a harpoon and saved by Sandy, a boy from Florida whose father was a fisherman. The dolphin and Sandy became best friends, and the animal could understand everything the boy said and showed him and his father an enormous school of fish next to a reef so his father could feed his family. The next film I liked so much was Fury. It was a story of a black, untamed horse. The stallion did not allow anyone to come near him or ride him except for a boy named Joey. Joey was some kind of troublemaker and an orphan who got a chance in life because he was adopted by a rancher. Joey and Fury became best friends, and Joey was an excellent rider, which fascinated me enormously. He always rode without a saddle because Fury didn't allow a saddle to be put on his back. And again, the films were extremely gripping. And last but not least, there was Lassie, the clever and courageous collie that lived on a farm. He and his friend experienced lots of exciting adventures together. Lassie was even awarded a star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood, and there is the print of the collie's paw next to the star. It is a great attraction to people of my age. There even was a remake of the films in 2006. You should really watch them.
Thank you, Mr. Brown, for visiting us in the studio.
Thank you for having me.